Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Marshalls, where you never have to compromise between quality and price. The buyers of Marshalls hustle hard, working to bring you great deals on brand name and designer pieces. Because Marshalls believes everyone deserves access to the good stuff. Visit a Marshalls store near you or shop online at marshalls.com.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's Post Game Podcast.
Welcome to the Post Game Podcast. Jerry is out the rest of the week. Today I've got the Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, Eddie.
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
Yes.
And let me apologize to the YouTube person. Yesterday, there was a technical issue with the video, so there was no video yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
So.
Did it go up with audio only, I wonder?
Well, the audio only.
No, I mean, was there a YouTube version that was audio only, I wonder?
I don't know. It could have. Could have been.
What was the technical issue?
Because remember, if you remember yesterday, it reset, and then it stopped recording,
oh,
and I didn't realize until after.
Okay.
I was like, oh yeah.
These things will happen. That'll be a lost episode we'll put out in 2035.
Correct.
When we get to technology wherein we can go back in time and fix things.
Yes, correct. Time travel.
That'll be awesome.
Although we might have more important things to fix if we just...
So you're thinking, like, if we create time travel where we can go back in time, probably we won't get to fixing podcasts that didn't record?
Probably not. But probably not. You could definitely, if you got the audio, you could probably do an AI video or even a cartoon.
I'm thinking of doing AI, like stopping the podcast at the end of this year and then just running AI Alan Jerry podcasts for the next 10 years after
I like
that.
It. Or how about this, like animated, but not the regular animation, like the Rankin Bass, you know, like the Rudolph kind of claymation.
Yeah,
situation.
Claymation.
I like that.
Yeah, I could see that being an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Claymation podcast.
Yeah, I that would be freaking awesome.
That would be cool.
Can we pitch that to somebody?
Yeah. I think they're always looking for digital ideas.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, you know, of course, your retirement mm-hmm. later. I'm a few years behind you. If you had to, let's say you're a couple years in retirement and mm-hmm. you realize, you know what, I need a part-time job.
Like I need it for the money or just for mental health?
You need a part-time job just for the mental health, and you need a part-time job because you need the benefits. So
okay.
Let's say you need a part-time job that includes benefits. You don't care what it pays because that's not the important part. Mm-hmm. You just need the benefits. What are some areas you might look into?
Maybe the state park system. See if I could be qualified to do anything there.
State jobs are very hard to find, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to get.
Yeah. Well, if it's a part-time state park thing or I'm like, you know, picking up trash on a trail or
yeah.
one of the state parks or something like that, or even a county park.
Okay, so something where you're outdoors.
Correct.
That would be your thing.
Yeah.
What about, like, if you had a pick, like, you're going to go work at Target, Home Depot, or, like, a Chipotle? Like, would you go food industry?
No, I would not.
Retail? Or some other.
Well, it would be some area. Other, but if you're talking about one of the, you know, recognizable box stores, maybe
yeah.
a Lowe's or something like
Lowe's.
That. Because I do see, I think more at Lowe's than at Home Depot, like people our age
yeah.
doing that stuff with the red jacket.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I see that at Home Depot as well.
Yeah.
And it used to be, like, very intimidating to me. Like, I always thought my father would have liked to have done that.
He would have killed it.
He would have loved it.
He would have been, he would be the best. No, you need a 3/4 hex yeah. nut on the, you know.
For whatever reason, he didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that. He ended up, after he retired from Delta, he started doing, this was when the mortgages, I guess, got really low and mm-hmm. a lot of people were refinancing.
Yes.
He was doing refinances paperwork.
Oh.
So these companies would work with individuals. He would just go to their houses and do all the paperwork for them.
Did he have something in his background that?
No.
Huh.
Zero in his background with that stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess you just needed to be, a notary.
Right.
So he went and he got his whatever mm-hmm. you do for that. And then he went and did this. I know the only thing he needed in the house was he needed to be a rotary or notary. I'm saying rotary.
Notary. Yeah.
Notary public. And he had to have a fax machine because he had to fax the paperwork mm-hmm. to whatever company he was working
for. So he didn't have to deal with figuring out rates and all
no.
that?
No. Everything got worked out, and they needed someone to get the paperwork signed, notarized, and then faxed to whatever company he was working for. He used to love it.
Yeah, because he used to go to people's homes? Or
yeah.
Just, oh, okay.
He would go to people's homes. Like
yeah.
at night after they got home from work and ate
right.
dinner, he'd go there, do the paperwork.
All right. Hi, I'm Mr. Duke.
yeah. So I always try to think of like different things like, oh, but you're talking about Home Depot or Lowe's. Like it used to be to go work there, you really had to know what you
yeah.
were doing. Now I feel like
yeah,
no it, one knows
no
what
one knows
they're talking
anything.
About. Or you know you are one section. Like, listen,
yes.
be like, Eddie, you're coming out of retirement, you're going to work here. You're dealing with just all these pipes.
Right. Or for me, like you're in the garden center where the mulch and the paving blocks are.
Yeah.
That's, something
you're,
like that.
You're going to be an expert in that.
Yeah.
Now, when someone comes to you when you're in the mulch area and they go, where do I find these screws? You'd be like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And hopefully, and knowing me, I would do this. I would have memorized the store layout and where things are. Just that's
yeah.
the way I am.
Yes.
But I don't know, like, you know, whatever. I know what a lock washer is, but, you know, all the different types and this. And there's
yeah.
so, there's thousands of different
oh my gosh.
Nuts and screws and bolts.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ever go down that one aisle that has all the screws and nails?
The, the loose ones.
Yeah, the loose ones.
I mean, that's you got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, I would never.
Yeah, only I need a you know a cement drill bit. What? You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did I ever tell you my drug fair story? When I worked in drug fair when I was in high school / community college. Mm-hmm. That's where I met my friend Paul. We worked at drug fair. So drug fair had all sorts of aisles. It was a really weird store. You know, they had like a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Did they have at that time like groceries? Like simple?
No.
Not yet.
No, no groceries. They had like a toy aisle.
Yes.
They had a hardware aisle. They sold paper products. They sold
shampoo.
Motor oil, shampoo, medicine.
Like first aid.
Yeah. So, and they had a hardware section. So someone came up to me and said, "Where is your stool softener?" And all I kept thinking was the hardware, because this guy's stool, I thought his wooden seat
right.
was...
He wanted a cushion for his...
Or he wanted to somehow soften the wood. Stool softener.
That's you didn't know what stool was?
I did not. And I took him to the hardware section,
oh
and I remember showing him, like, maybe it's near the rubber cement. You know, there's something called rubber cement.
Did he finally say,
He said, I'll see if someone else can help. Yeah.
Because you're an idiot.
Yeah. Right, in a drugstore, by the way, like, where there would be stool softeners.
Right. Of course.
And
suppositories.
I remember, yeah. I definitely knew that aisle because... The Fleet enemas were in that aisle,
mm-hmm.
and that was just a weird. I was like, "What? What is this product?"
And they also sold girly magazines, didn't they?
No, we did not have nudie magazines.
Oh, that was at the video store you worked at.
My friend Paul worked at a video
store
before Blockbuster was a thing, where it was just like mom and pop video stores.
Right. Oh, and they sold the condoms. Always was a big
drugs.
Thing.
The drugstore had the condoms, which was weird. And we knew which girls were on birth control because,
of course,
their prescriptions were in the thin.
Yeah,
they were in a pill.
And what color was your smock or vest?
Red.
Red. Okay.
Red for drug fair. But I'm trying to think like what I would like to do like that. Like you're saying, you would want to do something outdoorsy, or even if you went to like a retail, still doing something at like the outdoorsy
Correct.
Section of the Lowe's.
Like or like even like if I wanted to not go to a box or like. A local garden center.
Yeah.
You know, there's one by me where we go all the time. We buy most of our stuff there. Not the mulch, because they can't compete with the Lowe's.
Right.
And just the pricing. But if I just need a small bag of potting soil or something, I'll go there. But all our plants and things we get at this Coppola's Garden Center.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert. Because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
The problem with, though, if you're going to work part-time for benefits, the mom and pop places aren't going to have the benefits.
Right?
You'd have to go to the Lowe's, Home Depot.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll be Medicare or K, whatever.
Medicare, Medicaid, one of those.
You became. I'll be eligible soon-ish.
Is that 65?
I think you can maybe 62. I'm not sure. You might have to pay more. I'm not exactly sure. I guess I should be looking into that.
I feel like your wife's handling this retirement.
Yeah, she has an idea,
Like, your wife is handling all the retirement.
Well, the planning of the, and just making sure we're going to have enough to live and all that.
The planning of the money withdrawals
Correct.
Over time.
Yeah.
She's handling
That's
all that.
That's correct. I mean, I could figure it out, but she seems to be
doing it. I've been asked you the one time, what are you going to do for health insurance? I have no idea. But your wife has an idea.
Yeah, I guess it's Cobra for a while, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're eligible for, I don't know, do they still do what was once called Obamacare?
I think so. I don't think that's been killed yet.
It's called something else, though.
Yeah, Affordable Health Act.
Affordable Health Act. Okay. And each state, I feel like, has its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Seems very confusing.
It is very confusing, for sure.
And like, you pay based on what your taxable income is, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like, that's the other thing, like, with retirement that people, which I'm just trying, it's just starting to look at, is like, you have to know which account you're withdrawing from will depend on what is considered taxable income for you.
Right. What can you withdraw without penalty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or without it being taxable versus...
Right. And it's weird that we put this money into these, you know, funds, right, for retirement.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And we were already taxed when we earned the money. And yet I think we're going to get taxed again when we take it out.
Well, it depends. If you did a 401k.
I have a few of those, I think.
Okay, so those you weren't taxed on. They came out of your check.
So those will be now taxed. So
those will be taxed like regular income. The other stuff, if you had gotten money out of your check, which you paid taxes on, and you bought stocks and mutual funds. Now, when you pull that money out, you're not getting taxed like a regular income tax. You're getting capital gains tax.
So just whatever accrued, whatever I made.
Whatever you made, and it's not as high as an income tax.
And also, my income overall is going to be lower anyway, because it'll be Social Security. It'll be whatever, you know, I take out of these other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not as prepared, perhaps, as I should be.
Well, I think your wife's on it. You know,
yes,
we had
is.
Dinner together
yeah.
the other night, and I feel like she's on top of it.
Yeah, she kind of, yeah, she does. And I think I could figure it out. I don't know if it's that complicated. I just, you know, haven't really had to focus on it yet. Mm.
Yeah, so yeah, I was always thinking about like part-time jobs in retirement. Mm-hmm. Like what would be fun to go to and do?
If it's something that I would like, you know... Hopefully I don't need to do it for either reason, either because I need money or because I need benefits. Hopefully that's okay. And in that case, I mean, you know, volunteer somewhere, like volunteer at a state park or something like that.
Oh, there you go.
Where I don't have to be there. I can go when I want to go. Because for me, the whole big thing is like, I don't want to have to be anywhere that, you know, like I have to be here because I have this job or whatever. That's for me, the part of retirement that to look forward to is that you don't have to be anywhere for anybody.
Right. Yes. Right. And you get a part-time job. All of a sudden you have to be somewhere.
Right now I'm committed and, you know, I'm not going to, you know, be a jerk. And like, if I sign up, I'll go. But that for me, I don't want to have that.
Plus you get a part-time job after you retire, you're a low man on the totem pole. They're like, Eddie's the new guy. He's got to work Christmas.
Exactly.
Eddie's working Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but there's not that many jobs except for police, fire, and first responders, and of course radio and television that work 24/7, 365.
And hospitals, anything in
hospital,
a hospital.
Sure, an ER.
Because I always think about that like when I worked in the hospital pharmacy.
Right.
That was open
Yeah.
every day, 24/7.
Yeah, it has to be.
Has to be open. So yeah, you got to be careful with that. Like, you don't want to take a part-time job with that's open on days most people
right.
are
that's
off.
Anything that's 24/7, 365,
yeah,
out. That's off the list.
Yeah. I always thought it'd be cool to work in a coffee shop.
Yes. Well, you've talked about wanting to own one.
Yeah, that seems like too much of a risk.
Exactly.
Too risky.
And also not a risky, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, pain in the ass. Meanwhile, if I could just go work at one.
Right. If you say, okay, you know, I want to work 2 days a week at whatever, Rook's, you know, is that down by you?
Yeah, there's many Rook coffees, yep.
So, or someplace, or even a smaller one, like a, you know, independent one. And you can then just tell them because you don't need it. You're just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
You can say, hey, I'm not August. I'm out.
I'm out for August.
Because I'm going to be wherever you might be, wherever Gina might drag you.
Yeah. But come September, I'm ready to come grind up some beans again.
And you listen, I'm not going to work peak. Memorial Day to Labor Day, I ain't working.
Yeah.
But off peak with the locals, I'm there.
Yeah. I always thought it'd be cool, like, open up in the morning. Because strangely enough, coffee places don't open as early as you would think.
Yeah. Now, Dunkin's are not 24/7.
I think some of them probably are. But there's like coffee shops, the majority of coffee places by me open at 7.
Yeah.
That's
right. And a lot of times when we're on a vacation or when we come into the city, the city's not a bad example. But if you're looking for like, want to go someplace, if we went somewhere and we want to get an early start and you look what time the breakfast place is open, some of them 8 o'clock. What? Yeah, I need 6 a.m. So I'm always looking for like a breakfast place in wherever town or city we're in that opens at 6 a.m.
Yeah. I feel like if I was starting my own coffee shop, I'd be open at 5 a.m.
Sure. Absolutely.
Like ready to go.
Yeah, there's a place that opened up Amboy Bagel just by me. They're open at 5 every day.
5 a.m.
Perfect.
That is perfect.
Perfect.
And I'm sure they go, wow, not enough people come in.
No.
So you casually open at 5?
No.
Oh, it's crowded?
I'm sure. I'm not there during the week. And on Saturdays, I'm usually not ordering it if I'm going to order. I don't do it a lot. But I'm sure during the week, people going to work, come in, get their roll.
Yeah.
Or bagel and butter, or bagel and cream cheese, roll and butter, and a cup of coffee. Yeah, I'm sure it's there because there's a lot of people who get an early start.
Yes.
Especially more now if they're coming in here trying to beat the congestion pricing.
Right.
Although that 5 o'clock wouldn't work for them.
No, it would not. You'd need it even earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these coffee places open at 7. I'm like, 7?
7 o'clock? I've been up for 3 hours.
Yeah, like I'll sometimes be walking the dog down the Jersey Shore, and I'll walk by on like a Saturday or Sunday at 5 a.m. with my dog. There's not even a light on yet.
Mm-hmm.
And get in there.
And I myself, I know, and even though, like, look, on the weekends, now we have an older dog situation, which I'm getting up early for that. But I will be getting up by 4:30 at the latest, I think, in retirement. I like the early morning.
Me too. Early morning's very underrated.
Yeah.
Like, if you're forced to do it with your job, you then come to realize how much, like, on a weekend, and you get up, how much you get done before people even are starting
it's
to wake
peaceful,
up.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
And not, you know, quiet and dangerous sometimes, like coming into the city.
Right.
But it's peaceful, quiet. You can get a lot done. And generally, your spouse, significant other is not getting up at that time, so you've got some me time. Jerry talks about that all the time.
Oh yeah,
it's and you do too. Like, you know, Marion will get up like at, you know, 7:30. I'm like, great, I have 3 hours.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. One time Gina came downstairs, it was like 4:50 a.m. I go, what are you doing?
Right.
She was insulted that.
Yeah.
I was like,
She horned in on your owl time.
Yeah, this is my quiet time.
Right.
When I thumb through YouTube videos.
And Gina, God love her, is not quiet.
She's not quiet. She is not. Yeah, so we look at, like, we need our quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eddie, we'll be looking for you at a Lowe's in the future.
Probably not.
Probably not, but if you are, we'll check the garden section.
Yes. Yeah.
The outdoor garden section.
Right. Or a local garden center, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Or a state park.
Or a state park.
Or if I'm lucky, even maybe a national park up in New England somewhere.
In fact, the woman at, where did I go? Yellowstone?
Mm-hmm.
The ranger who gave us a tour mm-hmm. to one of the spots, volunteer retired
yep.
woman.
There's a lot of the people in the National Park Service, and they're going to need a lot more nowadays. Yeah, there's a lot of volunteer.
Yeah, seems now, like a cool job.
I don't know if they're an official ranger, because I think that's a whole, you might need like a forestry degree.
Educational ranger.
Okay.
Is what she was called.
Right. But the other ones, that's a more.
Yeah. You're right. You need a degree for that.
And you probably have to know all sorts of first aid and, you know, wilderness rescue protocols
oh, yeah.
and all that stuff.
Snake bites, bear attacks.
Sure.
Bison.
Avalanche patrol.
Mm-hmm. Mudslides.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do the warm-up program. I did that with CeeLo. I will do that with CeeLo again tomorrow.
And it wasn't, there was no real anger with the,
no.
With you and CeeLo.
No, yeah, it was nothing. A good. It was quality.
His story about how his Twitter got hacked.
Yes. How did his Twitter get hacked?
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, same thing. CeeLo on the warm-up, Eddie in the post-game podcast.
And how his Instagram is now corrupt.
That'd be great if we could just get yeah. CeeLo's Instagram hacked.
Mm-hmm.
So!
And Doug. Here we have the Limo Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu, is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Everything feels a bit uncertain right now. A few months ago, you never would have expected eggs being factored into your monthly budget. New sources of stress equal more opportunities for breakouts to strike. Luckily, Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. We'd say that's a pretty good deal. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.